The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for boys high school basketball as Lexington goes against West Holmes. Here is Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Blazin, and good evening, everybody. We are here at West Holmes High School getting set for West Holmes to take on Lexington here in this OCC battle tonight from the Dungeon. It's cake night auction here at West Holmes High School, so we're going to take a break. When you come back, we'll have the pregame show. You'll hear from head coach Ben Belden, and we're going to broadcast some of this cake auction for you. That's coming your way next here on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
And we're sitting down with head coach of the West Holmes Knights. This is head coach Ben Belden. And Ben, big game tonight here against Lexington. But before we get to that, another big event going on here at West Holmes tonight. It's cake raffle night. That's a big fundraiser here for both the boys and girls. Talk about the festivities and, you know, and what the work that goes into this cake raffle.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really neat West Holmes tradition to have that cake raffle. If you've never been around for it, it's a sight to behold. I remember even before I was the coach here and I was, you know, dating my now wife, I came to the cake auction game and you know, it's really cool to have the community come out here and, you know, and you put a cake together and next thing you know, there's somebody up there bidding $1,000 for a cake that you, you know, went and got at the local grocery store or whatever and decorated for a little bit at practice or whatever. So it's a really cool way that this community comes out and supports the athletic programs here at West Holmes. And, you know, it's like I say, I can't think of another school that has a similar tradition to that.
Absolutely. And you talk about the support from the West Holmes community. Ben, I grew up here. I went to high school here. And, you know, it's been that way for 50 years and beyond. And then to see that continue today and in different forms, you know, it's a very, very heartwarming to see those things.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very lucky, as, you know, Lindsay and I talk about this often, as the coaches here at West Holmes, to be able to look across. I mean, we're here a couple minutes before the JV game right now, and some of the usual super fans are already getting in place. And we're very fortunate to have those people that sit, you know, across the way there and sit in the front row every game and come and support us, you know, both in person and monetarily once in a while and that type of stuff. So we're very fortunate, very blessed, and, you know, not everywhere can say that. I mean, we're very that's not lost on us how blessed we are to have that.
Absolutely. You know, Don and I will talk about this on the air tonight too, but when you look across the gym and you talk about the super fans, I mean, look, I'm looking over there seeing people that I saw 50 years ago. So that tells you what the West Holmes sports program means to these people.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope that also kind of translates and trickles down to some of the younger generations too. We're trying, you know, I've been quoted as saying, like, make basketball cool again. So that's really what we're trying to do, is, you know, do that and like I say, get younger generations of super fans, I think, is what we're trying to foster here. And as we keep at this, you know, that's becoming more and more evident.
Absolutely. So getting into the game tonight here, you've got Lexington coming in here, a really good Lexington squad. You met them on week two. So compared to week two to come in here, or game two to game number 10 tonight, talk about your team and your progress a little bit, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, I think from game number two, we didn't handle pressure very well. I mean, we pretty much handle or see pressure, I guess I should say, pretty much every game now. I mean, we have a young team. I mean, that's usually the opponent's game plan, has come out, put pressure on them and that type of stuff. So we're a lot better in that area. I told the guys, I said, I think we're running better offense now. You know, I thought we've always been pretty strong defensively. That hasn't shown in box scores, but that has a lot to do with us turning it over and that type of stuff also. So, you know, our turnover numbers continue to go down. So that's what we want, and we want to just get more shots and that type of stuff. And we know what we're up against. Lexington's really good. They're, you know, one of the top teams in the league for a reason, but I don't think we're lacking for confidence despite, you know, our record or their record or any of that type of stuff.
Absolutely. You talk about confidence. Nate Sprang comes in here doing a lot of scoring for you this year. He's averaging 12 and a half a game. 16 his last game. He had 16 the first time out against Lexington. Talk about Nate's performance on the offensive end a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Nate's pretty been great. You know, he's going through his growing pains as a sophomore in the starting lineup, especially with, you know, three other sophomores and a junior. So don't get me wrong, it's been hard on him, but you know, one of our mottos as a team is choose hard, and Nate's a guy, along with some others, that have put a lot of time in this offseason, shot a million shots, you know, and along with some others, Cooper and Zane and some of those other guys too. And so, you know, it's paying off in the stat book as far as his scoring numbers are, but as things continue to improve and he gets older, like, he's got a very, very bright future because of the work he's put in and the work that he's going to continue to put in between now and then.
Absolutely. You talk about your other sophomore, Zane Kenzie, for example. Got concussed here a couple weeks ago. I assume he's back and in good health now?
Yes. He's going to give it a go. He just got cleared the other day, got a practice in with full contact. So as long as he doesn't have any setbacks, he'll be good. But he's another one. You know, he's another one that, like I say, as he gets more experience, the better he gets. Experience is these guys' best teacher. I could put Cooper Maltrich in there, even on down to my bench, and I didn't mention Billy Patton. I mean, for all these guys, Preston Troyer, Keston McKinney, like, you just continue to see things that you don't see early on in the year. It's just a matter of doing that every possession now, or, you know, being as consistent as we can. That's kind of where, as the season rolls on, we talk about consistency. We got to start stringing stuff together a little bit more often.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, good luck playing this ball game, and go get them.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's been the voice of head coach Ben Belden of the West Holmes Knights. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
At Pomeroy Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomeroy is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomeroy. Hospital.org.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
In the JV contest earlier that just wrapped up, Lexington defeats West Holmes by a score of 58-27. Good evening, everybody. I'm Troy Fritz. I'll be joined tonight by Don Hall. And we want to remind you, you're catching us on 95.3 on the airwaves tonight on WKLM as well. You can jump over onto the WKLM YouTube page and catch the link there and catch the action right in your living room tonight, courtesy of Claxon Communication. On hand tonight, Abriella Jones and Natalie Holbrook taking care of business here in the gymnasium. Blazin Mullins back at the studio at WKLM, and again, Troy Fritz along with Don Hall. And Don, the cake auction just wrapped up here, the first one of the night. We got another one coming up at halftime. Once again this year, the night supporters are out in force.
Absolutely. Five cakes or five pastries or whatever you want. There's some cookies in there.
There's some good stuff.
Actually, sold for $3,200 total, so that's good. And you got the buyers, Shoemaker Custom Apparel, bought three of those, Millersburg Eagles, and then Critchfield Law Firm bought the other one. So we really appreciate, I know West Holmes Sports really appreciates the gratitude and buying those. That definitely helps out this athletic program out here.
Oh, it absolutely does. We talked to Coach Belt about this in the pregame, but it's a tradition. And it's a tradition that, we call them the super fans during the pregame show, but, a lot of these people come out here every year to do this. And Donnie, we talk about this every year. We look across this gym and we see people that's been sitting there for the last 40 years.
Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing.
Absolutely. God willing, they'll be here next 10 years as well. I mean,
I'm asking for 40 more, right?
Yeah. But it's just how this community is, yeah. And it's whole Holmes County in general. And they're just very, very giving. And they like to make a difference, and this does make a difference.
Well, it does when you're supporting the student-athletes like this. It's not just a sports program. You're supporting them not through their endeavors, through their high school, everything they're doing in their high school years. And it's, it takes a community to raise a child, and I think this community exemplifies that.
Absolutely, and the thing about it is we're only halfway through. You got the other half of the girls' teams to go here, I think, between the actually at halftime of the varsity game, and then you got the boys selling their cakes, I think, during the Worcester after West Holmes girls game next Thursday.
I believe so. So with that halftime here today, Willie will we'll bring that cake auction to you here a little bit on the airwaves. You can join in on that a little bit tonight. Earlier in the year, West Holmes and Lexington would meet up in Lexington. That would be game number two in this season, and Lexington would get a victory there over West Holmes by a score of 72-44. In that ballgame, Nate Sprang would score 16 points for the Knights. He would be the leading scorer for West Holmes, while Manny Camacho would add 9 points as well for West Holmes in that contest. Taking a look at the area records, of course, West Holmes looking for win number one on the year. Lexington comes in 10-2 on the year. For the year on Lexington, they have defeated Clearfork by a score 65-41. Of course, West Holmes 72-44. They defeated Dover 55-42. New Philly 47-34. Their first loss of the year would come against Worcester 75-68. Tough ball game up there. Mansfield Senior, they defeat them 74-70. They would defeat Ontario 75-50. Madison Comprehensive 65-45. They would defeat Shelby by 20, 73-53. Ashland 71-54. Next loss would come against a very good Sandusky team. They would drop that one 82-60. And they won their last contest against Perkins by 6 by a score of 62-56. Lexington comes in with a record of 10-2. For West Holmes on the year, of course, 0-9, looking for win number one here tonight. They would drop their opener against Garaway, 81-46. The game against Lexington, 72-44. Orville would defeat West Holmes, 74-39. Ashland, 64-48. Mansfield-Madison would get them 52-41. New Philly would defeat them by 54-18. They would fall to Worcester 68-34, Meadowbrook 52-39, and their last game against Senior was 76-37. We will take a break, come back, set this game up here after this on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net. Starting in January, Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply.
Attention sophomores, the time to apply for next school year at Buckeye Career Center is now. With 34 exciting programs to choose from, there's something for everyone. Whether you're interested in technology, healthcare, manufacturing, or agriculture, spots are still available in programs like outdoor power equipment technology. In this hands-on lab, you'll learn how to repair and maintain ATVs, side-by-sides, lawnmowers, and more. Other in-demand programs include precision machining, meat cutting, floral design, and CAD. Apply online today at Buckeye Career Center.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobburn from Hobburn's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Taking a look around the area at our area teams in boys basketball, Highland leads the area with a record of 9-0 on the year. Garaway comes in at 11-3. Central Christian's 8-3 on the year. Triway is 5-8. Danville is 3-6. Wayndale 2-10. Loudonville comes in 3-10 on the year. Of course, West Holmes sitting here at 0-9. In the OCC, Mansfield Senior leads that division with a record of 5-1 on the year. Lexington comes in tied at 5-1 as well, so a tie for first place between Lexington and Senior. Worcester comes in at 5-2. New Philly at 4-3. Ashland is 3-4. Madison 1-6. West Holmes 0-6 in the conference. Jumping over to the IVC in the South Division, the Big School Highland 5-0 in that division. Indian Valley is 5-1. Garaway 4-2. Ridgewood 2-3. Sandy Valley is 2-3. Claymont 2-4. And Tuskegee Valley is 0-6. In the small school North Division, that's Malvern is 6-0 leading that division. Buckeye Trails 5-2 on the year. East Canton's 4-2. Strasburg is 3-3. Conotton Valley is 2-5. NCT is 2-4. And TCC 0-6 on the year. And that's a wrap-up of our area teams and where we are now. And taking a look around the area, we'll give you these games here to think about tonight. Lexington here at West Holmes, obviously. Ridgewood goes to Highland, and Mount Gilead goes to Danville in boys action. It's a full slate of girls basketball action around the area, as well as Newcomerstown goes to Garaway. Worcester is at Triway. Danville will welcome or goes to Cardington-Lincoln. Loudonville will play host to Fredericktown. Claymont's at Tuskegee Valley. Barnesville at Ridgewood. Sandy Valley is at United. Strasburg at Conotton Valley. Steubenville is at Malvern. And Buckeye Trail will play host to Union Local. Troy Fritz again here for the broadcast, joined by Don Hall tonight. And Don, this Lexington team, if they wasn't good already, guess what? They get number 22 back tonight. Braden Fogle, who's been out all season, he's back in action tonight for the Minutemen.
Arguably one of their best players that has been out with a broken wrist from a football injury. He was released yesterday, talking to Coach Hamilton beforehand, and he said that he was released yesterday. And so he's, just starting his conditioning. I'm sure he's been doing a little bit of running, but I don't know how many minutes he's going to get. Coach Hamilton didn't know how many minutes he's going to get, but I'm sure Braden's just happy to be back.
Absolutely. But taking a look at some of those starters for Lexington tonight, Seven Allen, a really good ball player for them.
Yeah, very good. I believe he led them in scoring last time over at Lexington. And, well, four of their five starters averaging double figures, and that's, you just don't know who to guard. I mean, that's a good problem to have, right?
Well, and Donnie, this group here for Lexington, they've been playing together since freshman and sophomore. These guys have been on the floor, so the experience is there.
Yeah, talking to Coach Hamilton even a couple years ago, he sort of said he had something special brewing, and it's obviously last year they had a nice run, and this year they got a nice team again. They're playing a good competition in non-league, and it's shown. And they got beat by Lexington and Worcester. I believe they were up 22 points against Worcester. Then
absolutely,
Worcester came back. You know, sometimes that basket gets a lid on them once in a while. And
they do. The rim gets tight, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, and then Worcester starts, getting contagious shooting-wise. But, I mean, they've lost two games, but they played really good, hard competition.
Absolutely. West Holmes on the year, they come in here still looking for their first win. Players doing well for West Holmes. Nate Spring averaging 12 points a game. He's had a couple of big games here recently. What's Nate have to do tonight against this Lexington team?
The thing with Nate is he's got to take what's given to him. All right, and it could be that drive, or it could be that spot up three, and he's actually a good shooter off the bounce. He can do it, and he loves going left, he's just that guy that if you're looking for a bucket from West Holmes, that's going to be your guy.
And Manny Camacho, I mean, he's going to have to deal with the size inside of this Lexington team tonight. He'll have his hands full, not only defensively, but trying to score the basketball against Lexington.
Oh, that's true. Manny's 6'7", I believe he's going against Joe Cottle, who's 6'5", for Lexington. He's the quarterback on the football team.
Absolutely.
And Joe is a fine-looking young player. So it's going to be a little battle inside. I mean, Cottle might be able to pull Manny away from the basket a little bit, and because he can shoot the three if needed.
And you look at the guard play for both teams. You got Seven Owl on one side here. He's a seasoned veteran for Lexington, a 5'9 junior. On the West Holmes side, you got Zane Kinsey. He's a sophomore. That'll be a little bit of a matchup to watch tonight as well.
Very big. And it's one thing that got West Holmes over there. It was a lot of turnovers, and West Holmes needs to start chipping away and keeping those down to a bare minimum tonight. And Lexington's very quick and anticipated very well, so West Holmes going to have to definitely take care of that ball.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll have the national anthem. Don will have your starting lineup, so we'll tip it off from the dungeon right here on WKLM.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
And we are back here live at the Dungeon just in time to join the National Anthem. We'll send it down courtside, and we will join the public address announcer shortly for our National Anthem.
On behalf of the Board of Education and Administration of West Palms High School, we would like to welcome you to the Dungeon for tonight's contest featuring the Minutemen of Lexington High School and your West Palms Knights. To honor America, please stand for the playing of our National Anthem.
Tonight's National Anthem brought to you by the Veterans Services in Millersburg. Now it's time for our starting lineups. Those starting lineups are brought to you by the Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for your starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Troy. Starting tonight for your visiting team on the scoreboard, the Lexington Minutemen, coached by Scott Hamilton. Number 3, a 5'9" junior guard, averaging 15.8 points a game, Seven Allen. Number 5, a 6-foot junior guard, Latrell Hughes. Number 10, a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 10.3 points a game, Jacob Legrun. Number 11, a 5'11" senior guard, averaging 11.6 points a game, Gavin Husty. And rounding out your starting five, number 24, 6'5" junior post, averaging 12.8 points a game and 8.4 rebounds a game, Joe Cottle. And for the home team tonight, your West Holmes Knights, coached by Ben Belden. Number 1, a 6'2" sophomore, averaging 12 points a game, Nate Sprang. Number 2, a 6'1" sophomore guard, Cooper Maltridge. Number 3, a 5'10" sophomore guard, Zane Kinsey. Number 5, a 6'1" sophomore wing, Billy Patton. And rounding out your starting five, number 31, a 6'7" junior post, Manny Camacho.
Thank you very much, Donnie. Those starting lineups have been brought to you by the Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and they'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. So give Brooks a call today at 330-674-1483. And West Holmes bringing out their starters for introduction right now as we get set to tip it off here from the Dungeon. We want to remind you here, stay tuned following the contest tonight for the high school scoreboard on WKLM. That's brought to you tonight by Home Siding. Blaze and Mullins will have all the scores from around the area all the way up till midnight. That's on the high school scoreboard here on WKLM. West Holmes will be in their white uniforms tonight. They're home white with the blue and red stripes on the side, blue numerals on the front. Lexington in their traveling purple and gold. They've got the purple jersey, purple shorts, gold trim on the sides. West Holmes will be going left to right here on your radio dial. As we wrap up here, we're going to step aside, take a quick break. We come back, we'll have the tip-off. That's coming your way next here on WKLM.
Number 2, sophomore, Cooper Maltridge.
sophomore. Number 3, Zane Kinsey.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Going to get the tip. Zane Kinsey has it in the backcourt, and the Knights will start on offense here. Kinsey across the half-court timeline. Now goes left wing. That's Billy Patton. Now inside will go Cooper Moultrie. Goes inside to Camacho. Up and in. Nice play.
A nice little pick and roll by Manny Camacho.
Camacho gets West Holmes out to a 2-0 lead. And now Lexington will have the basketball. Seven Allen brings it up here for West Holmes. He'll be picked up by Patton in the half court. Swing it over to the left side. This is Husty. Back up top and a go to Hughes. Left wing three put up there by LeBron. Jacob LaGrange is no good. It went out of bounds off of West Holmes. So Lex will keep the basketball, give them the team rebound. It'll be Lex in the basketball, baseline out of bounds. 7 Allen, the 5'9 junior, set to inbound for the Minutemen. Bounce pass inside. He found Joe Cottle on the left block, wide open, missed a shot. Offensive board comes in to 7 Allen. He'll step back and take the long three from the left wing, miss it. And Zane Kinsey will get the rebound for the Knights. Kinsey across the timeline, swings it left side. That goes over to Cooper Moultrie. Moultrie gives up the spraying on the left wing. Now Camacho. Camacho hands it off to Patton. Top of the key. Right wing, Moultrie. Moultrie, foul line, kicks it left side to Kinsey. Kinsey works top the key, reverse spin to the foul line, picks up a dribble, back up top to Patton. Patton penetrates, shot up on the left side, no good. A rebound comes down to Cottle. Cottle quickly into the front court. Here goes 7 Allen running to the basket, dumps it over to Latrell Hughes on the left side. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, Lexington's wanting to push that tempo as fast as they can get the ball down the court.
Keep the Knights out of that half-court defensive set. That's going to send number 5, the 6-foot junior Latrell Hughes, to the free throw line to shoot 2. Hughes eyes it, shoots it, back iron, no good. That one falls off. West Holmes still the 2-0 lead. Just over a minute gone here in period number 1 from the Dungeon. OCC matchup. Hughes eyes the second one, front iron, no good. Rebound tipped around. That's going to come down to Gavin Husty. So an offensive board there for Lexington. Sprang knocked it out of bounds. So it'll stay here with Lexington. They'll have a sideline out of bounds.
Yeah, West Holmes definitely going to have to make a little bit more contact on that box out.
And there's the inbound pass up top to 7 Allen. He'll go with the left hand top of the key. Now goes left wing, dribble drive into the paint. Dishes it underneath to Cottle. Got away from him, saves it inbounds. This is going to be Husty. He'll pick it up, go hard to the hole. He'll miss that shot. Rebound comes down to Moultrie. So Lexington is still looking for their first points, and here's Kinsey in the front court. Kinsey has it taken away by 7 Allen, and here comes Joe Cottle the other way. Left side, he looked like he was going to try and dunk it. Got caught between his steps. Shot was no good. Rebound comes on to Kinsey. Now here's Camacho, and he turned it over.
That's West Holmes' second turnover tonight. Yeah, Cottle looked like he was going to go up and try to throw that down, and I just think his right knee sort of gave out on him.
Yeah, something weird happened. I didn't know if he lost his footing or what, but again, no points there. Lexington still looking for their first points. West Holmes up 2-0. 7 Allen into the front court. He'll give it up in the right wing. This is Legren. His shot in the right wing, no good. Rebound will come down to Nate Sprang. Sprang will bring it across the timeline for the Knights. Bounce pass, high post. This is Camacho. Hands it off up top to Patton. Patton against 7 Allen. He'll back it up. Pick up his dribble. Now goes right side to Kinsey. Kinsey goes baseline, cut off, picked up his dribble, throws it up top, and it's going to be picked up, taken away by Hughes. Hughes goes hard left side up and in.
That's one thing West Holmes doesn't want to do is have that easy turnover lead. It's a nice, easy layup.
And Coach Belden wants to talk about it. So we'll take a timeout, come back after this on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Out of the timeout, West Holmes basketball. They all have it in the backcourt. Nate Spring will inbound the floor tonight. This is going to give Lenton a chance to pressure the basketball in the backcourt.
This is what they do well.
Spring looking to inbound. He'll get it down the corner to Camacho. Quickly up ahead, it'll go to Preston Troyer. He'll get in the front court. Press broke easy. Zane Kinsey's going to take a three from the right wing off the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hughes. And Hughes is going to get fouled. Nate Sprang reached in and grabbed him on the way by.
Yeah, the thing is with West Holmes, all right, they get a good start, which is what they did over at Lexington, so they need another good start here. And it's 2-2 right now, so.
Second team foul on West Holmes. That was the first one on Sprang for the night. Ball goes to Lexington. And this is Husty with him in the front court. He goes down in the right corner. Now back up top to Husty. Husty looks inside, finds Latrell Hughes wide open on the left block. They lost him.
Yes, they did. Good job by Hughes to find that open spot in that zone.
West Holmes basketball now. Kinsey has it in the backcourt for the Knights. Working against 7 Allen. Now he'll go across the timeline. Left hand. Throws it over to Spring. Spring on the left side. Picks up his dribble high on the left. Bounce pass high post to Camacho. Camacho squares up, goes right side now. And this is Preston Troyer. Bounce pass inside. What went off of West Holmes? Turnover on the Knights.
Yeah, fourth turnover for the West Holmes Knights so far tonight.
Ball will go back to Lexington. 4:36 to go. Period number one. 4-2 is your score. Lexington on top of the Knights. West Holmes is going to get Cooper Maltrich and Billy Patton back up off the bench into the ball game. Next stoppage. Lexington with it in the front court. Ball loose in the floor is going to be picked up by Husty. He'll swing it right wing. Legren on the shot from three. Got it.
Boy, he was set, ready to shoot the ball. Nice little assist as well.
Caught it in a triple threat, and he knocked it down. 7-2 lead for Lexington. Here comes Kinsey to the front court. He'll hand it off to Preston Troyer, and that went out of bounds off the Knights. Turnover number 5.
Yeah, it's starting to be a little bit of a hot potato for West Holmes. They're going to handle that ball. Don't pick it up before you're ready to.
Kinsey and Camacho out for the Knights. Maltrich checks in along with Patton. Ball goes back over to Lexington, and this is 7 Allen now for the Minutemen in the front court. He gives up to Latrell Hughes on the left wing, back up top to Husty. Now Joe Cottle, top of the key, swings it left side, Husty, three ball from the left wing, no good. Rebound will come down to Keston McKinney into the ball game for the Knights. Patton, now over to Nate Spring. Spring will bring it into the front court, gives it up. Now it's going to be Patton on the left block. He'll drive baseline, shot from the left side, up and in.
Right, good penetration, nice gather for Billy Patton.
His first two, lead 7-4 Lexington. Here comes the Minutemen quickly the other direction. Legren now into the paint, gives it up to Cottle. Cottle back to the basket, throws it back up top to 7 Allen. Allen, he'll dribble right side, gives it up over there to Legren. Legren goes baseline against Patton. Good defense by Patton. Inside it'll go. Nice give and go there as Cottle cut to the basket.
Boy,
up and in.
Good finish by Cottle. That showed some strength right there to finish that.
He had a night hanging on him, still put it up and in. 9-4 lead Lexington. Here goes Maltrich the other way for the Knights. He'll give up to Preston Troyer in the left corner. Now back up to Maltrich. He'll reset. Top of the key. Maltrich works left side. Kicks it down left corner to Spring. Guarded by Hughes. Spring penetrates. Paint. And what? Shuffled his feet.
Sixth turnover for West Holmes.
That's a number Coach Belden's not going to like. That's going to get Zane Kinsey and Camacho back up off the bench for the Knights. They'll go to the scorer's table for the next stoppage.
West Holmes still in that 2-3 zone.
Going to try and make Lexington shoot over top of it. And there's penetration to paint by Hughes. He'll kick it back out left wing. This is Husty. Now down the right baseline. This is Cottle. And, well, Hughes went into the basket. We got a whistle and a foul. See who they got.
Yeah, they're spreading West Holmes' defense out quite a bit and finding some soft spots in the zone.
Absolutely. Third team foul on West Holmes. And they gave that to Keston McKinney. That's going to send Latrell Hughes to the free throw line to shoot two. First one up, short off the iron, is no good. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of that vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83 in Millersburg. Second free throw up on the way by Hughes, no good. Rebound comes down to Camacho for the Knights. He'll give it up to Spring, and here comes West Holmes. Spring front court goes left side to Kinsey. Kinsey guarded by Allen. He'll work it left side, Patton. Patton now has it top of the key, swings it over to Moultrich on the left wing. Bounce pass to Spring. Now up top, Moultrich. Moultrich penetrates into the paint, and he traveled, shuffled the feet.
Yes, that's two back-to-back travels by West Holmes. Lexington's doing a good job of neutralizing Nate Sprang. He hasn't even had a shot attempt yet.
Lexington's defense doing a good job beating West Holmes to the spot.
Yes.
And that's what's causing these turnovers right now. 9-4 lead, Minutemen. 2 minutes to go here. Ball in the front court. This is Allen. Works off the high screen. Now pull it back out. Picked up by Cooper Moultrich, 6'1 sophomore. Allen stutter step, goes baseline drive, dishes it inside. That shot put up by Markale Martin was no good. Rebound come down to Kinsey, up ahead to Spring. Run out by the Knights, up and in. Good transition basketball.
Yeah, that's what West Holmes likes to do as well, is they see that opportunity, push that ball down the court.
Cuts the lead down to 3-9-6 Lexington. Legren goes baseline on the left side in the front court. His shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Patton. Patton up to Kinsey. Kinsey across the front court. Bounce pass, right side, Moultrich in the paint. Left-hand shot up and in.
That's back-to-back transition buckets for West Holmes.
Four players in the scoring column for the Knights. 9-8 lead, Lexington. Knights making a nice comeback here. Here's Allen. Allen goes right wing. Buttered out there by Billy Patton. He'll pull up and pop from 12-foot shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Cottle. Offensive board. Camacho on the defense. Dishes it inside. Here's Legren inside. Dishes it back to Cottle. His shot no good. Offensive rebound. Legren. Excuse me, that went to Husty. Husty got the offensive board. He has it on the right wing. Under a minute to go. Husty will pull it back out and reset. Now left wing. This is Allen. Allen. Step back. Three on the way. Back iron. No good. Ball loose on the floor. Another offensive board. This is Legren. Legren in the paint. Running run-hander up and in.
You give that many second chance opportunities, that's going to happen every time.
Absolutely. 5 points now for Legren. Lexington up 3, 11-8. Spring front court goes over to Moultrich. Now Patton. Patton on the left wing. And we're going to get a reach and a foul on Lexington.
Lexington has 6 offensive rebounds in this first quarter right now. 6 of them.
That's second chance opportunities. They've capitalized on a couple of them. For West Holmes, Keston McKinney in. Billy Patton goes out. 28 seconds to go. West Holmes basketball baseline. Nate Spring sends it to Camacho. Camacho bounce pass to Moultrich, top of the key. Finds Keston McKinney on the right block. Up shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Husty. They got a good look right there. Husty now into the front court for the Minutemen. Cottle, foul line, hard to the hole, right side, shot up off the glass, no good, tipped around, it went off of, they're looking at each other, that went off Camacho.
Lexington basketball.
Team rebound for Lexington.
Good call by the official. 10 seconds to go, Lexington basketball, baseline out of bounds, right side of their bucket, 7. Inbounds it, is going Husty on the right wing, shot in and out, no good. Offensive board comes down to Dantrell Hughes. Hughes gives it back to Husty. 3 seconds. Husty, the foul line, pulls up. Shot blocked by Sprang. Camacho gets the rebound, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Quick one here from the dungeon. Lexington has an 11-8 lead. Stay tuned. More to come on WKLM after this.
Get country living at its finest at 9130 Township Road 304 in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $290,000. This is a 4-bedroom, 1-bath property with a nice breezeway that leads to a kitchen and dining area. The master bedroom is on the main floor along with the bathroom. Upstairs, you will find 3 bedrooms along with some storage areas. As you walk out onto the patio, you'll see a stocked pond that is ready for your fishing adventures. A large shop garage is attached to the home and could be used in a variety of ways. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Michael Miller at 330-473-3037 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Contest will be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player will receive a free t-shirt courtesy from Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Lexington basketball to start the second period. This is 7 out, and he'll work it into the front court against Zane Kinsey. He'll give it up to Husty on the right left wing. Now it's Cottle. Cottle swings it right side to Allen. Allen up top to Martin. Martin swings it left side to Hughes. Dontrell Hughes hands it off to Cottle, top the key. He thought about the three. Doesn't want it. Now Husty. Hussey's going to find Cottle on the right block. Oh, shot blocked by Nate Sprang. Good defense.
Boy, Nate shows some hops right there. Good vertical jump by
him. Didn't know he could jump that high, Donnie. And 7, Allen getting ready to inbound on the baseline here for Lexington. He'll give it up and get it back with us on the inbound. 7, Allen now has it on the right wing. Allen, guarded by McKinney, swings a skip pass across to Hughes, went out of bounds, turnover on Lexington. Don, first quarter numbers, take it away.
You got 3-point field goals. Lexington, 1 of 6, 17%. West Holmes, 1 of 4, 25%. 2-point field goals. Lex, 4 of 14, 29%. West Holmes, 4 of 6, 67%.
And Lexington with the basketball. This is 7, Allen going the other way after the turnover on Sprang. Allen lays it up and in. And Coach Belton said something the official didn't like, and that's going to get him a technical.
That is.
Not sure what that was. That was a pretty quick whistle there.
It finishes out from free throw line. West Holmes, no attempts. Lexington, 0-4, 11 rebounds each, and 7 turnovers for West Holmes, 0 for Lexington in their first quarter.
That's going to send 7 Allen to the free throw line. He'll shoot the technical fouls for Lex. And that'll give them the ball back. They'll have a 5-point lead. 7:08 to go here, first half. Allen's first free throw attempt up and in. One more remaining for Allen. Right-hander shoots it, eyes it in, got it. 4 points for Allen. Lead goes out to 7 for Lexington. They'll have the basketball. And this will be Dontrell Hughes, a 6'2 junior, will inbound for Lexington. He'll give it to Allen in the backcourt, and here we go. Allen will walk across the timeline, picked up by Kinsey. Allen goes left wing. Bounce pass inside. It'll go to Markale Martin. Left block, nowhere to go. Gives it back to Allen on the left wing. Allen gives it up. High post, Cottle. Cottle swings it right side, Husty. Husty dribbles with the left hand, now gives it up to Martin, high post. Finds Cottle wide open on the right block. They lost him again.
Yeah, Nate Sprang should have left right there. They had switched prior, and he should have stayed with him.
17-8 lead now for Lexington. This is Kinsey with the basketball. Tried to give it up to McKinney. Was knocked out of his hands. It'll stay with the Knights.
I'll tell you what, Lexington is ultra quick out there right now. Very, very quick. Quick hands, quick feet.
They are indeed. Cutting off the passing lanes and the driving lanes and doing it very effectively. Kinsey has the ball for West Holmes in the half court. Swings it over to the left side. This is Spring. Spring works against the defense by Martin. He's going to get a foul.
It was a good job by Nate, though. Good solid penetration by Nate to actually draw that foul.
Saw a little seam to the left, and he took it.
Yes.
Spring will be set to inbound for West Holmes. Two players coming in for Lexington. This will be number 10, Legren, and number 5, Latrell Hughes will check in. Out goes Husty. Spring will inbound to Camacho. West Holmes has it in the front court. Here we go. 6:22 to go. 17-8 lead for Lexington. Keston McKinney will fire a three from the left corner. Shot up. No good. Rebound comes down to Martin. Markale Martin, front court. Bounce pass right wing, Legren. His shot on the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Joe Cottle. His put back up and in.
So second chance points is going to be a downfall.
6 points for Cottle. 19-8 lead for Lex. Maltrich dribble drives. Paint gives it up to Camacho. His shot up. No good, but he's fouled. Good penetration by the Knights.
I mean, that's good, fantastic penetration by Cooper Maltrich to get into the key and draw that double team and nice dish to Manny.
Manny Camacho will shoot two here. Camacho, the 6'7 junior, averaging 9.3 a contest for the Knights. Misses the first one off the back iron. The Utter Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. They're located in Millersburg and serving surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Free throw missed. Rebound came down to Braden Fogle, checking into the ball game for Lexington, getting a little action now. Latrell Hughes has the ball, now gives it up to Markel Martin. Back to Hughes, left wing. This is Dontrell Hughes. He'll swing it all the way around the right side. He'll pull up from 12 on the right side and knock it down. Dontrell Hughes in the scoring column. He's got his first two. Flex up 21-8. Kinsey front court now for West Holmes. He'll work it on the right side. Good backdoor cut there by Troyer. Shot was up, but it was blocked. Rebound comes down to number four, Dontrell Hughes. He'll find a cutting LeGrand on the right side. Shot was no good, but he's fouled. He'll go shoot two.
Boy, Lexington shares the ball extremely well. They're looking to make that extra pass.
They do indeed. They like to get out in the half court and run. LeGrand has 5 points on the night. Looking to add to his total. Isaac shoots it and got it. First point of the second period for LeGrand. 22-8 Lexington lead. Preston Troyer checks out for the Knights. Second free throw attempt up and in. Lead now 23-8. Lexington playing a little ball pressure in the backcourt. West Holmes gets it into the front court, picked up by Kinsey. He'll have it down the left corner. Picks up his dribble, nowhere to go. He's going to find Mulfridge cutting to the back at right side. Swings it out, Patton. Three ball on the way, no good. A rebound will come down to Latrell Hughes. Hughes quickly front court, gives up to Dontrell Hughes on the right wing. He'll drive baseline, shot on the right side, no good. Rebound Camacho. Up ahead, Mulfridge. Right side, Patton. Front court on the right wing. Back up to Mulfridge. Now top of the key. Mulfridge works to the left side. He'll come back to the right. Now gives it up to Patton. Patton drives with the left hand into the paint and stopped. Spin and shuffle his feet. Turnover number 10.
10th turnover for West Holmes. Manny Camacho shot the ball one time. He's 1-for-1 from the field right now.
Playing too much with his back to the basket.
Absolutely.
Washington basketball. This will be Latrell Hughes. Front court for the Minutemen. 4:25 to go here. First half of action. LeGrand on the right wing gives it back up to Hughes. Now swings it into the paint. This is Martin. Back up top. Now swings it right side. LeGrand, three ball. Off the iron. No good. That hit the extension. So ball will go to West Holmes. Give them the team rebound.
I'll tell you what. Good offense right there. Even though the shot didn't go in, the great ball movement inside out. Just fantastic. They had West Holmes chasing.
Absolutely. Gavin Husty checking back in. Markale Martin will go out for the Minutemen, as does Dontrell Hughes. And they got Gavin Husty back in the ballgame. Nate Sprang for the Knights. He'll walk into the front court, gives up to Mulfridge on the left side. Camacho, top of the key, swings it left side. Kinsey, three ball left wing, got it.
Yeah, good shot by Zane Kinsey.
Stepped into that, nice looking stroke, got his first three tonight, 23-11, Minutemen. LeGrand in the right corner. Now Gavin Husty up top. Left wing, Hughes. Inside to Allen. He'll go back to the right wing. This is LeGrand. Now bounce past baseline. Inside it'll go to Latrell Hughes. His shot up. No good. Rebound comes down to Nate Sprang. Up ahead. This is Kinsey. Left wing. He likes that spot. Lets it fly. Short off the iron. No good. Out of bounds off of Lexington. It'll stay with the Knights. Zane wanted another one.
I'll tell you what, he gets set. He's a good shooter when he's set.
Had a nice wide open look there, maybe a little deep. Ball stays with the Knights. 3:33 to go, 23-11 lead Lexington. Sprang looking, gets it up top to Mulfridge. Left side, Mulfridge picks up his dribble. Now bounce pass up top to Sprang. Sprang hounded by that Lexington defense, gets away from it, gets a right hand shot off and no good. That one out of bounds off of Lexington. It'll stay with the Knights. West Holmes getting some second chance opportunities.
Well, they are. Actually, West Holmes is getting into key here the last couple possessions.
So they found a way to penetrate. Cottle's going to check back in. Out will go Braden Fogle, the 6'5 junior. Oh, excuse me. They're going to leave him in and bring out Latrell Hughes. Well, it's got the size down underneath. They don't like that penetration. Sprang has it for the Knights over on the left wing. He'll work top of the key. Swing it right side. This is Kinsey. Kinsey guarded by Allen. He'll dribble right-handed off to Mulfridge. And you got the defense to switch. Mulfridge, left-hand dribble, hands it off to Sprang. Sprang, Reverse dribble, top the key, pulls up from the foul line off the back iron, no good. Offensive board by Camacho. Manny Camacho, his shot up, no good, but he's fouled. Another opportunity for West Holmes.
I'll tell you what, I mean, good job by Manny Camacho. That's a very active on offensive boards that possession.
Ball's been on this end for a little while. They're going to call that foul on the floor, not shooting. So Sprang will have it on the baseline, right side of his basket. Bounce pass to Camacho, up top, Kinsey on the right wing. Kinsey throws it back to Sprang on the right. Sprang back to Kinsey, now Kinsey on the left. Back to the middle of the key, back to the basket, picked up his dribble, bounce pass up to Sprang, got out of a jam. Sprang works against the defense. There's a steal by Fogle. Fogle to the front court, all the way to the hole, the left hand up and in.
Boy, nice looking athlete right there.
Getting his first action of the year here tonight as he's missed so far from a football injury. There's a steal in the backcourt there as Kinsey loses it. And there goes Fogle to throw it down with two hands. And Kinsey a little bit shaken up here as he hit the floor. He looks to be okay.
I hope so, because I think he hit the floor not too long and had to sit out a few practices.
Here. Absolutely. I think they're going to check him out now and make sure he's all right. Kinsey will have a seat on the end of the bench. That'll get Keston McKinney back in for the Knights. It'll be West Holmes basketball backcourt. This will be Spring. He'll give it up to Camacho. Camacho back to Spring in the backcourt. Up ahead to Camacho. Camacho wasn't ready. Patton picked it up. Now Patton trapped out by half court. And there's going to be a turnover. Braden Fogle is going to take it away. Lexington 3-on-1. Oh, nice pass left side. Oh, Gavin Husty got the reward. What a pass by Fogle. Timeout on the floor, 29-11, a lead for Lexington, 1:58 to go. We'll be back after this on WKLF.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Johnsonville brats, $4.98. USDA inspected twin pack whole pork shoulder butts, $1.58 a pound. We also have USDA choice boneless bottom round roast, $4.98 a pound. USDA inspected pork shoulder steak, $2.18 a pound. USDA choice New York strip steak, $9.98 a pound. Gerber's all white ground chicken, $4.48 a pound. 10-pound bag of Gerber's chicken leg quarters, 78 cents a pound. And sweet imported red cherries, $3.98 a pound. It's all now through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
High school scoreboard comes your way following this contest. Blaze Mullins will be reporting all around the scores from all the way in the area, all the way up till midnight. Brought to you tonight by Home Siding Contractors. West Holmes basketball, this will be Nate Sprang. Sprang gives up to Moltrich on the left wing. Moltrich dribbling, now gives up to Camacho, top of the key. Camacho hands it off to Patton. Patton works right side. Tried to find Keston McKinney, and that ball got taken away. There's Fogle, now front court. This is 7 Allen. Allen tried to get the bounce pass over to Husty. And what? They're going to say Lexington turned it over.
Yeah, it's only their second turnover. I mean, they share the ball so much. Actually, 7 Allen should have shot that layup right there.
Yeah, he had a good look right there. Donnie, to your point, they really like to move the basketball, and they do it well.
Yes, they do very well.
Knights in the backcourt. That's going to be taken away. Gavin Husty shot up to the left side. No good. It'll stay here with Lexington.
That's West Holmes' 15th turnover.
Took it away right on the inbound. So 7 Allen will have it on the baseline, left side of the bucket for Lexington. Slaps the ball, puts the play in motion. This will be Fogle. Left corner, up top, Legren. Legren swings it back down. 7 Allen thought about the three, pulled it down, and now he'll go back baseline left. Picks up his dribble. Now this will be Husty. Three ball left wing. Got it.
Boy, look, nice looking. I always like to see left-hand kids shoot the ball. They always have that nice little stroke.
A little backward spin on it. It went in. 32-11 Lexington. Moltrich, front court for the Knights. Patton now gives it up to Keston McKinney. McKinney looking to hand it off. Now he'll work against the defense. Gives it to Patton on the left wing. Patton drives left side, loses it on the floor. Ball still loose, picked up by Keston McKinney. His shot with a left hand up and in.
A good hustle play by Keston McKinney.
Cap it alive, 32-13 Lex. 40 seconds to go here, first half of basketball. Husty will just stop and pop top of the key. Shot no good. A rebound comes down to Fogle. Fogle steps through the defense, up and in.
Boy, he's just a physical specimen in there. Nice-looking player.
It takes a man to stop him because he is a big one himself.
And he can move.
Moves well for the big man. Does he move as well as Carpenter did run to the end zone with that football?
Well, that's true. And that's the reason why he's a Power 5 recruit. I think they're looking at him as a tight end. A lot of Power 5 schools. I think Georgia's last that I had heard.
Absolutely. Agree with what you just said. West Holmes basketball. This will be Billy Patton in the backcourt for the Knights. He'll give it up to Spring. 25 seconds to go. Spring works against Latrell Hughes. Now front court goes left side, Kinsey. Kinsey back in the ballgame for the Knights. He'll bounce pass high post to Keston McKinney. Left wing, Kinsey. Pulls it down. Takes up his dribble. Swings it right side, Maltrich. He'll take the three from the right wing off the back iron. No good. Tipped around. Picked up down there by Markale Martin. Number 23, Braden Fogle. Pull up from half court. Shoot the three ball. It'll go out of bounds. Hit nothing. That's where the first half's going to end. So one half in the books from the Dungeon. 34-13 is your lead by Lexington. We'll be back after this on WKLM.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid Forge brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MBBSystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be.
Home Siding Contractors.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
At Pomerene Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerene is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerene. Hospital.org.
And we're back here at halftime. Before we get into the numbers, we've got more cake auction going on. We're going to pause here and let you listen in for just a little bit.
2, 3, 4, and now 4, Tommy. I'm going to go down 4, 5, I'm going to go down 5, 100, 500, 600,
600 in 6-7, having down 700, having down 70, even down 800, having down 70, even down 800, and under 750, having down half. It's 750, Tommy, even down 750, having down half, and 750. It's 700, having down half, and 750, and a half, and 750, and a half. Sold $700.
And there goes a cake off the shelf for $700, ladies and gentlemen. Taking a look at your halftime score here, 34-13 Lexington lead. They would have 11-8 lead after one period of play. As West Holmes hung close here in that first quarter, scored 34-13 at half. Looking at your scoring leaders for West Holmes, Zane Kinsey leads the way for the Knights as he has a lone three in the second quarter. Five players with 2 points. It's going to be Moultrie, Spring, Patton, Camacho, and Keston McKinney to give West Holmes their total of 13. On the other side, for Lexington, Seven Allen has 3 points. Latrell Hughes with four. Jacob Legren has 7 points in the night to lead the way for Lexington. Gavin Husty with 5, Joe Cottle with 6, Dontrell Hughes has 2, and Braden Fogle has 6 points for Lexington to give their total of 34-13. Now for your first half numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Troy. From behind the arc, Lexington 2 of 9 for 22%. West Holmes 1 of 6 for 17%. 2-point field goals, Lexington 12 of 26. And I have West Holmes 5 of 9 for 56%. From the free throw line, Lexington 4 of 8 for 50%. West Holmes 0 of 2 tonight. Total rebounds, Lexington wins that 19 to West Holmes 17. Total turnovers, West Holmes 15, Lexington with 2.
Four players for Lexington with 3 rebounds is Latrell Hughes, Gavin Husty, Joe Cottle, and Braden Fogle would have 4 rebounds in the first half for Lexington. For West Holmes, they would be led by Manny Camacho's 4 rebounds. Zane Kinsey has 3. Nate Sprang with 2. Moultrie and Patton and Keston McKinney have 1 each. But look at those rebounds, Donnie. For Lexington in that first half, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 offensive boards.
And that's what the big difference is right now. That and then West Holmes turnovers leading to easy layups for Lexington. In the first game, West Holmes was able to sort of hold fort in the first and the third quarters, but the second and fourth quarters, that's what did them in over at Lexington. I mean, they were outscored 43-16 over there in the second and fourth quarters, and this second quarter, that's what happened here today. We sort of hit a brick wall, and Lexington took advantage of it and was able to score a lot of points.
Absolutely. You know, West Holmes closed out that first period 11-8. They were right in the ballgame there and doing some good things. Give the defense of Lexington a lot of credit tonight, Don. They're beating West Holmes to the spot, both the passing lanes and driving lanes. It's been tough going.
Yeah, what I like about Lexington right now is they're very quick, especially with their hands and their feet, and they're very physical. Very physical. You know, they may have some 5'7" or 5'8" guards out there, but I tell you what, they're very, very strong and fast physical guards.
Absolutely. Cake auction just wrapping up here again at halftime. So we've had one before the game in between the JV and varsity, and one here at the halftime. So we're going to step aside, take a quick break, pay some bills. When we come back, we'll talk about those a little bit. Get ready to tip it off in the second half here from the Dungeon. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
And both teams have made their way back onto the floor here to get ready for the second half of action. We've just wrapped up the second cake raffle of the night. Donnie, how'd we do?
We did really, really well. That they $5,400 what those cakes sold for. Wow. And we thank Critchfield Law Firm, Wachtel Farms, Fair Farms, and Mangle, I hope I got this right, Mangle Dairy Farms, they bought one also. So total today that I have is $8,600 action for the
absolutely
for the
incredible.
It's very good. Like I said, it's very a good... I just can't put it into words how meaningful this is to the West Holmes Athletic Department, and absolutely. This is very... very, very great.
We are blessed to live in a great community indeed. And Don, you had great help getting those numbers rounded
up. I did, yeah. My daughter, Sam Hall, whose birthday is today. So happy birthday, Sammy.
Happy
got
birthday.
Those for me.
And she's giving you the L sign. She doesn't like that. How old is she, Don? You want to tell everybody?
18 again, I believe. 18. Nah, but Sammy turns, I believe, 26 today.
All right, so if you can't see us here, but Sammy's sitting to the left of Donnie. She's got to tell him how old she is. He doesn't remember. Don, you're getting old like me. We are getting ready for the third period to kick off here again, Lexington up 34-13. Remember to stick around after the game night. We'll be announcing our Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. West Holmes will have the ball to start the second half. Nate Springs over there at half court, standing right in front of the Wachtels that bought that last cake. And Don, I'm going to say real quick, it's good to see Bev Wachtel back in the gym. She's missed some games this year, but she's with us tonight.
The biggest West Holmes fans there is.
Absolutely.
Bill and Bev Wachtel.
And here we go, West Holmes basketball. This will be Nate Spring, and West Holmes going right to left. Keston McKinney has on the left wing for the Knights. Back to the basket. They'll hand it off to Camacho. Camacho, high left. Dribbles through the defense, tries to find Kenzie on the right wing. He tries to hand it off to him. Handoff wasn't clean. Turnover on West Holmes. Up ahead, Cottle into the front court for Lexington. Left wing it'll go to Hughes. Now down the left block. That shot up by Husty is no good. Rebound comes down to Cottle. Back up top. Legren, three ball, knocked it down.
Yeah, once again, it's a second chance points. I heard him with a three right there.
His second one of the night. He's got 10, 37-13 lead now. Maltrich brings it up against Husty. He'll keep the ball, go left wing. Now dribble back up top. Now picked up by Legren. Swings it right side, Camacho. Inside Keston McKinney, shot with the left hand. No good, but he's fouled. There's a good play by West Holmes.
Well, I'll tell you, a good post by Keston McKinney. Nice entry pass by Manny Camacho.
Absolutely.
Big to big right there, looking for each other.
Well, when West Holmes has got the ball inside, like, good things have happened.
Yes, they have.
Big to big, Keston McKinney at the free throw line. He's got 2 points on the night. First free throw up, front iron, back iron, no good. Keston McKinney, a 6'2" sophomore for the Knights. Left-hander eyes the second one, got that one to drop. McKinney has three in the night, 37-14 Lex. Allen will walk it across the timeline for Lexington. Picked up there by Maltrich, still swinging over on the right wing. That's Legren. Up top it'll go now. Latrell Hughes, left wing to Husty. Husty guarded by Spring. Back up top to Joe Cottle. Cottle looking left side. Husty has him on the left wing, guarded by Cooper Maltrich. Now right side it goes to Allen. Guarded tightly by Nate Spring. Screen by Cottle. There's a roll by Cottle. Right side up and in. That's a nice play.
Yeah, very nice play. Good finish by Cottle as well.
Cottle has eight. And West Holmes turns it over in the backcourt, trying to get it inbounds.
Their 17th turnover tonight.
That's been the Achilles heel. As Lex will get the ball back, this will be Husty. He'll hold it down in the left corner. Set to inbounds. Throws it up top to Allen. It'll be taken away by Cooper Maltrich, and he stepped out of bounds. Good hustle by Maltrich to jump that pass.
Well, Cooper's doing a really good job on 7 out tonight. 7's only got 4 points, and Cooper's doing a good job of face guarding when he has opportunity.
Absolutely. Hustiel inbounds on the sideline, now gives it in to Allen for Lex in the front court. Allen drives right side with the right hand. He'll pull up from 8 feet. Shot no good off the glass. Tipped around. Rebound comes down to Nate Spring. Spring crosses up in the backcourt. Loose in the floor. Picks it up. And he'll get it to Camacho. Camacho now front court for West Holmes. Foul line. Paint. Shot up the right hand. He traveled.
Yeah, just need to come to that jump stop. A right idea, though. Right idea. Just need to come to jump stop and shoot it.
Got him a good look. So turnover Knights gives it back to Lexington. 6:09 to go, period number three. 39-14 ball game. Maltrich guards the ball coming up. Now right wing it goes to Legren. Husty left wing drives to the foul line, cut off by Camacho. Legren goes left side. Guarded by McKinney. Dustin McConnell loose on the baseline. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound comes down to Keston McKinney for the Knights. McKinney up ahead. It'll go to Nate Spring. Spring finds Kinsey down the left corner. Now he'll dribble back up top, reset the offense. Swings it right side, Maltrich. Maltrich left hand to the foul line. Camacho look at the three top the key. Didn't want it, gives it to Kinsey. He'll take it, why not? Lets it fly, front iron, no good. Rebound comes down, Latrell Hughes. Quickly up ahead, Legren, right wing. Three ball, front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Husty. He'll work left side against McKinney, and now he'll pull it back up and reset the offense. Cottle, high post. Spins right. Now Husty on the right wing. Husty works to the left with the left hand. Around Camacho to the hole. Shot no good. Rebound Cottle up and in.
That's Cottle's fourth offensive rebound tonight.
10th point of the night. 41-14 Lexington. Spring. Front court for the Knights. Drives left side all the way to the hole. Shot up and in. And one. Count it.
But Nate Sprang, good penetration. Finally, this is only his fourth shot attempt tonight.
His fourth point. He'll try to get five here the old-fashioned way at the free throw line. He'll shoot one. Sprang eyes it, shoots it, and got it. 5 points for Sprang. Cuts the lead 41-17. Markale Martin checks back in for Lex. Out will go number 11, Gavin Husty. 5-11 for 5-11 trade-off. Latrell Hughes will walk it up in the backcourt now for Lexington. 4:44 to go, period number three. Swings it right side, Markale Martin. This will be Legren. Foul line, bounce pass, Cottle, right block, up and in.
Boy, just a beautiful pass and a great finish by Cottle.
Nice two-man game, strong finish, 43-17. Maltrich, front court, Kenzie, left wing. Slings it down left corner, Sprang, three ball, got it.
Boy, Nate Sprang, first three attempt and knocked it down.
Get him hot, and quickly Lex goes the other way, up and in goes Legren. Wow, what a shot. They're going to get a foul called, and they'll get Zane Kinsey on that. West Holmes' first team foul this third period, and that's foul number two on Kinsey.
Legren currently 2-2 tonight from the charity stripe.
A six-foot senior will shoot two right here. He eyes the first one, sends it up on the way, and got it. Oh, West Holmes basketball now. Spring has it in the backcourt. Front court is Spring with the basketball. And what, we got a whistle and a foul? They did the Lexington.
I didn't want Hughes on that one.
They did. Team foul number two. That's a third on Hughes. Spring has the ball for the Knights. Bounce pass inbounds. Going to be knocked out of bounds by Cottle. They tried to get it to Camacho. Good defense by Cottle.
Yeah, like I said, the quickness of Lexington's giving on West Holmes all kinds of fits.
Absolutely. Stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with sterling silver and 14-karat gold jewelry. They have a wide range of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store at 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. McKinney gives it to Spring in the backcourt for West Holmes. They'll work against the defense by Dontrell Hughes. Right wing, Cooper Maltrich. Left side, McKinney lost it, picked up his dribble. Now Kinsey in the left wing. Up top, Camacho, 3:50 to go. Third period of play. Camacho goes to the right side, picked up by Cottle. Muscles him down to the block. Tried to find Kinsey in the left wing. It was picked off by Hughes. Now here goes Hughes the other way. Latrell Hughes, front court. Left side, Martin. Martin drive paint. Finds Cottle on the left block. Cottle lost it and picked it up. Now he'll give it up to Martin. Markale Martin back up top. Jacob Legren. Guarded by Kinsey. Gets around Kinsey to the hole all the way to the left side. He'll give it up. There's a shot from the left side by Dontrell Hughes, up and in. Hughes has 4 points, 48-20 lead. Malkrich for West Holmes gives it up in the front court to Kenzie on the left wing. Now Camacho, top of the key. Right side, Malkrich. Muscles his way to the hole, and we got to travel.
A lot of contact there, but he did travel.
Absolutely. Thought maybe the body might have caused that travel there, a little bump.
They're a little closer than I am.
And me. And here goes Dontrell Hughes, left side, quickly. Lexington is still trying to go up-tempo, pushing the basketball. Markale Martin now left side, swings it over to Latrell Hughes. Up top, this is Joe Cottle. Back to Latrell Hughes. Lex slowing it down in the half court. Hughes guarded by Malkrich up top. Now he goes left side, off the screen by Martin. Bounce pass, top of the key. That's Cottle. Swings it left side to Legren. Now Cottle releases it to basket right side. He has it on the right block. Shot with a left hand up. No good. Board comes down to Martin for Lexington. Another offensive board. There's going to be a left wing three off the back iron by Dontrell Hughes. No good. Rebound Markale Martin. And he'll give it back up to Dontrell Hughes. He goes to the hole and scores, and he's fouled. Dontrell Hughes will go to the line to try to get the old-fashioned three.
Well, I've got Lexington with 13 offensive rebounds. West Holmes with one. That's the difference right there.
Yeah, that's a big difference in the ballgame. Dontrell Hughes, a 6'2" junior, the free throw line for Lexington. Isaac shoots it and back iron, no good. Rebound chased down by Markale Martin, knocked out of his hands. It'll stay with Lex.
You know, Coach Van Riet used to tell me that rebounding is 25% technique and 75% heart. And I tell you what, Lexington offensive players there, I mean, getting those offensive rebounds showing a lot of heart.
Absolutely. Lex will have the ball. They'll have it sideline out of bounds opposite of their bench. This will be Husty. He'll give it up to Seven Allen. Allen guarded by Malkrich. Going to find Braden Fogle rolling the basket left side up and
he
in.
He just knew Braden was going to be there.
My
he
goodness.
He just knew it.
Has he missed any time this year? He moves so well. Kenzie in the backcourt for West Holmes with the basketball, and they're going to get a foul called back there on Gavin Husty. That'll be team foul number four on Lex. One more. West Holmes will shoot the rest of the third period. His second foul. Sprang will inbound the backcourt for West Holmes. Looking. He'll give it up to Keston McKinney. And McKinney tried to give it back to Sprang and threw it away. Here comes Seven Allen. Allen tries to find... Oh, nice move underneath Braden Fogle. He found him.
And Fogle 5-for-5 tonight from the field.
That equals 10 points for him. West Holmes basketball front court. This will be Troyer. Three-pointer from the left wing. And got it.
Preston Troyer in a scoring column tonight.
Got him in a scoring column. Knocked down the three from the left corner. Now here comes Braden Fogle. He has the ball in the front court. Nice reverse dribble all the way to the hole. Shot with a left hand up. No good. They're going to get a blocking foul called down there on Preston Troyer.
That's a good job by Preston. Try to take that charge.
Absolutely.
Take a lot to sacrifice that body.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of that vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Donnie, that might have been the first thing that Fogle didn't do well tonight. He missed that free throw attempt. Has one more remaining. Isaac shoots it, front iron, no good, knocked around. Ball loose on the floor, still loose, going to be picked up by Gavin Husty. Offensive board again. Seven Allen into the paint, shot with the right hand, no good. Tipped it back up, no good. Rebound off by Markale Martin. Martin, his putback is up and in.
Martin in scoring column tonight.
To go with his many offensive rebounds. We got a timeout on the floor, so we'll take it with them. Don't go away. More basketball coming your way here on WKLM.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Stay tuned. Find this contest for the high school scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you tonight by Home Siding. Donnie, the rebounding of Lexington tonight has been off the charts.
17 offense rebounds to West Holmes 1, and they only have 8 defense rebounds to West Holmes 14 defense rebounds.
Yeah, that's a little upside down there. Keston McKinney has the ball for West Holmes. He'll throw it down in the left corner. This will be Nate Spring. Now Kinsey, top of the key, throws it down to Cooper Multich in the right corner. Inside, Keston McKinney up the left hand. Another good move by McKinney.
Hey, when he gets that ball on that key, it looks like it's money in there for him.
5 points now for McKinney on the night, 56-25 lead. There's a steal in the backcourt by Kinsey. He has it knocked away at the 7-out, and he puts it up and in. Kinsey got the steal, and they took it right back from him. Multich will bring it across the timeline for West Holmes on the left side and get down to Spring in the left corner. Spring drives baseline, shot up, no good, lost it. Rebound came down to Fogle. He threw the long pass into the front court trying to get the transition bucket. They turned it over.
That's Lexington's fifth turnover compared to West Holmes' 23rd.
Big difference there. Braden Fogle looking more like a quarterback there than a receiver.
He could probably play quarterback.
I think he could. He's an athlete.
But he started off as a receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's a specimen down there, 6'5" junior. West Holmes basketball front court. This is Cooper Multich. Multich tried to get it to Kinsey. It's going to be taken away. 7-out in the front court. Right-hand layup up and in. And that's going to bring an end to the third quarter. So after three in the books, Lexington leads 60-25. More basketball coming your way next on WKLM.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Lexington with a commanding 60-25 lead here over West Holmes heading into period number four. It'll be Lexington basketball coming out of the period change.
You know, for the most part, Lexington's kept West Holmes out of the key here, especially in that third quarter. West Holmes has only shot 5 free throws tonight.
And so Lex will have it sideline out of bounds to start period number four. This will be Dontrell Hughes. He'll get it into Cottle. Cottle has a ball on the left wing up top. Now this is Legren. He'll run off the screen by Cottle. Cottle rolls the basket. Legren doesn't need him. He drives all the way in. Shot missed. Rebound comes down to Spring. Nate Spring for the Knights will work to the front court. Now left side. This will go to Multich. He'll let the three ball fly. Banks are open. He got it.
Yep, doesn't matter how it goes in, just as long as it goes in, right?
That's exactly right. 5 points now for Multich in the contest. 60-28 Lex. Allen front court for the Minutemen. He'll swing it over on the right side. This is Legren. Up top, Markel Martin. Now bounce pass on the left wing. This is 7 Allen. Allen drives baseline, gets around Multich, gives it up inside Dontrell Hughes, up and in.
Boy, Lexington is a lot of good things, just very, very well coached.
You've mentioned it many times, Don. They're a very unselfish ball team. They move the basketball well.
Third quarter numbers there behind the arc. Lexington 1-3, 33%. West Holmes 2-3, 66%. Two-point field goals, Lexington 11-19, 57%. West Holmes 2-4, 50%. Total rebounds, Lexington 9, West Holmes 2.
And West Holmes has the basketball. This is Cooper Mulford, front court, gives it up to Nate Spring. Left wing, Zane Kinsey tried to get into Camacho. That was taken away. Here comes Cottle. Cottle runs the fast break. Left side, Gautrell Hughes up and in. The big man can run the floor. Hughes has 10, West Holmes basketball. Mulford gives it to Camacho. Kinsey, left wing three, lets it fly. Back iron, no good. Rebound, Markale Martin. He's got a handful. Up ahead, Cottle. Nice catch by Cottle. Taken away there by Kinsey, and he's fouled. Good hustle play by Zane Kinsey.
Yeah, good job of getting back, and then you put that ball down there. He's going to, Zane Kinsey ought to try to take that every time.
Absolutely. Cottle much bigger in there at 6'5". Kinsey took it away from him. Cottle fouled Kinsey. His third first-team foul on Lexington. Ball goes back to the Knights. Right wing it goes, Maltrich. Kinsey has it on the left. Back to the right to Maltrich. Dribble drive to the foul line. Spring top of the key. Finds Kinsey left side. He'll let it fly again from three. Back iron no good. Rebound Cooper Maltrich. Offensive board for the Knights. He'll step back and take the three from the left right wing. No good. Rebound will come down to Latrell Hughes. Up ahead, Markale Martin. Left wing, Dontrell Hughes. Underneath, Cottle up and in. Ball movement 101. Zane Kinsey for West Holmes. Front court now. Nate Spring on the left wing. Got bit by the turf monster, gives it up, and here comes Latrell Hughes up and in. That's Dontrell Hughes.
I'll tell you what, he's currently 6 of 7 from the field.
Having a night. Spring goes the other way for West Holmes, gets a drive up and in. Good drive by Nate Spring. Coach Belden will take a timeout. It's 30 seconds. We'll take it with him back after this on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
And back here, fourth period of play, 5 minutes ago, Lexington with a commanding 68-30 lead. Lexington does a lot of things well, Donnie. Their defense is suspect.
They do, and they're forcing West Holmes to shoot contested shots. Okay, and Lexington's actually getting a lot of layups, uncontested shots, but it's a lot of times it's penetration and then dishing.
Absolutely. They share the basketball well and move it well, and speaking of that, they have it in the front court. Checking in's Griffin Hughes now for Lexington. He'll step back and take a three from the left wing and get it. He wasted no time getting his name in the scoring column.
That's what you need, a guy come off the bench, firing right away and knocking him down.
5'9 junior knocks down the three, 71-30. Maltrich, front court for the Knights. Gives it up the left wing. This is Patton. Patton works around the top of the key, gives it up to Preston Troyer high on the right. Now Cooper Maltrich, a little three-five fly from their left side, shot no good. Rebound comes down to Fogle. Fogle gives it up in the backcourt. And there goes Griffin Hughes, a three ball from the left corner again, no good. And rebound comes down to Dontrell Hughes. Braden Fogle in the right corner, he'll fire a three ball, back iron, no good. Camacho tries to go for the rebound, knocked out of his hands by Lexington, so it'll go to West Holmes. Give him the team rebound. Running clock underway here as we're under 4 minutes and counting. Checking out Latrell Hughes for Lexington. They're going to send Alex Hubbard, a 5'7 junior guard, in his place. Patton into the paint for West Holmes. Has it knocked out of his hands, loose on the floor, and here goes Braden Fogle. Fogle bounce pass right side. Alex Hubbard tried to throw it up. He wanted Fogle to throw that one down. Oh, Fogle. Oh, found Markale Martin behind his back. No look bounce pass. My goodness.
Just his court awareness is just.
Oh, he has some.
Oh, my goodness. I thought he was going to take a ball out and set it up.
You know, it looked like he was going to shake Bill Walkle's hands. He threw it behind him to this player under the buckets. Markale Martin will go to the free throw line to shoot, too.
His first trip to the free throw line tonight.
He's had a big night on the boards, Donnie.
Yes, he has. 7 rebounds so far.
He's a 5'11 junior. He's a hustler. Missed the first free throw attempt. Zane Kinsey and Nate Spring back up off the bench for West Holmes. Out will go Patton and Maltrich. Markel Martin will have one more free throw coming. Left-hander eyes it, bends the knee, shoots it, back iron, no good. A rebound comes down, Dontrell Hughes, another offensive board. Hubbard, top of the key, bounce pass right side, Braden Fogle. He'll throw it back over to Dontrell Hughes, top of the key. Now Griffin Hughes. Fogle into the paint, shot left hand, rattles around, no good. A rebound comes down to West Holm, that's Nate Spring. And they'll get Dontrell Hughes on the reach. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the contest. Maltrich will get back into the contest for West Holmes. Out will go Preston Troyer. Sprang will give it to Kinsey in the backcourt, and this will be Zane Kinsey. He'll give it up to Nate Sprang now, front court, left side. Bounce pass, high post, Camacho. Finds Keston McKinney in the paint. His shot up, rattles around, no good. Rebound comes down. Guess who? That's Markel Martin again. Alex Hubbard up ahead for Lexington now. Minute 40 to go. Back to Dontrell Hughes, top of the key. Hughes works left side. Tried to find Griffin. Hughes cutting to the basket, taken away by the Knights. And Nate Sprang will bring it the other way now for West Holmes. Left hand into the paint. Shot with the right hand up. No good. Rebound. Camacho put back up and in. Good offensive board by Camacho. Yeah,
Manny Camacho, perfect 2-2 tonight from the field.
He went up high to get that one and put it back in. And this will be Alex Hubbard shooting a three on the other end of the floor for Lexington. Shot no good. Zane Kinsey gets the rebound, and he's going to get fouled. Kinsey had to battle for that rebound. He got fouled.
Yeah, only a 13 foul.
They're going to get that on Markel Martin. That's just his second personal. Line change here for West Holmes. We'll fill you in on who's in the ballgame now. They've got Noah Gretzky out there along with Marshall Yoder. Andy Stryker on the floor. Bode McCauley out there as well for the Knights. And there's a shot on the left side. Put up no good. Rebound comes down to Fogle. Fogle goes to the front court with the basketball. Up top it'll go now. Dontrell Hughes. He's gutted up there by Bode McCauley. Shot from the right side up there by number 30. That was Griffin Hughes, no good. That went out of bounds off of West Holmes, so the Lexington basketball on the baseline. Down the right corner with it now. For Lexington was Alex Hubbard. He'll throw it back up top to Markel Martin. 2 seconds and 1 second, and that's going to be the ball game. So it's a wrap from the dungeon as Lexington defeats West Holmes by a score of 71-32. We'll step aside, do some math, come back, and wrap it up here after this on WKLM.
Welcome to your dream home at 4838 Township Road 400 in Middlesbrough. Listed for sale by Coppin Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. This four-bedroom, one-bath bungalow has a modern updated kitchen and includes new appliances and an additional sunroom. The large yard is ideal for activities and gardening, and the new back vinyl patio is perfect for outdoor dining and entertaining on 1.5 acres. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Vernon Yoder at 330-466-0520 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Kime Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13th, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at kimehome.com for more information.
Spiker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have USDA Choice Boneless Beef Stew, $4.98 a pound. USDA Select Boneless New York Strip Half, $6.98 a pound. We also have USDA Choice Boneless Bottom Round Steak, $5.18 a pound. 21 to 25 count Southern Seas Raw Shrimp, $5.98. Sea Best Cod Fillets, $5.98. Gerber's Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast, $3.98 a pound. Gerber's Whole Fryer Chicken, $1.98 a pound. Crisp Broccoli Crowns for $1.48 a pound. And 3-pound bag of Cara Cara Red or Naval Oranges, $3.98. It's all now through Sunday at Rody's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply, with maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests, from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
And we're back here at the Dungeon as Lexington comes in here and defeats West Holmes by a score of 71-32 here on the evening. Lexington would lead 11-8 after one period of play. and 34-13 at halftime. They would stretch that lead in the third quarter before getting the 71-32 victory over West Holmes. Leading the way for the Knights tonight would be Nate Spring. He would score 10 points on the night for the Knights. He would do that going 1-of-1 from downtown and 3-of-5 from two-point land. 1-of-1 from the charity stripe would give him 10 points on the night. Two players with 5 points for the Knights would be Cooper Maltrich. He would have 5 points. Dead on 1-of-4 from downtown and 1-of-1 from two-point range. Keston McKinney would add 5 points as well, as Keston would have, as soon as I find his name here, he would do that on 1-of-2 shooting. 0-of-1 shooting from three-point range and 2-of-4 from downtown. He would go 1-of-2 from the line. Other players for West Holmes will be Zane Kinsey would add 3 points in the night. Manny Camacho would have 4 points. Billy Patton would have 2 points. Preston Troyer with 3 to round out the scoring total of 32 for West Holmes. On the other side, a lot more going on there. Lexington, a total of 71 points. They would be led on the night with 14 points. That would be Dontrell Hughes. He had a good night from the floor. High shooting percentage for him. Follow that up, Joe Cottle would have 12 points. Jacob Legren would have 11 points. Seven Allen with 8. Latrell Hughes with 4. Dontrell Hughes with 2 points. And Griffin Hughes with 3 points. Braden Fogle would have 10 points for the scoring total of 71 for Lexington. Your final score, 71-32. Now for your team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Troy. From behind the arc, Lexington 4 of 16 for 25%. West Holmes 4 of 14 for 29%. Two-point field goals, Lexington 27 of 51 for 53%. West Holmes 9 of 17 for 53%. From a charity stripe, Lexington 5 of 14 for 38%. West Holmes 2 of 5 for 40%. Total rebounds, Lexington 39 to West Holmes 27. Total turnovers, West Holmes 27, Lexington 7.
Two players with 5 rebounds tonight would be Manny Camacho and Nate Spring. Zane Kinsey would add 4 rebounds. Cooper Maltrich with 2, and Keston McKinney would add 2 rebounds for the Knights. On the other side of it, looking at Lexington's side, they would have 2 rebounds by 7 Allen. Latrell Hughes would add 4. Legren added 1. Gavin Husty with 5. Joe Cottle would have 5 rebounds. Dontrell Hughes with 3. Braden Fogle with 5. And Mark Hale Martin would lead the way with 8 rebounds for Lexington on the night. So Lexington gets a win. With that win, they're going to go to 11-2 on the year. And Donnie, it was quite an effort by Lexington here tonight.
It was. They are a well-oiled machine. You can tell that they've been playing together. They have some good senior leadership out there too. And you can tell those two guards out there. And to have that, just that presence on the floor, you know what I mean? To have that extension from you, I'm sure Scott Hamilton just really appreciates them being his extension, you know. And then Seven Allen didn't have the points tonight, but West Holmes was trying to do a really good job of face guarding him, keep him out of the game, and they did that for the most part. But everybody else for Lexington stepped up.
Well, and then you get Braden Fogle back, of all things, for West Holmes. You get Fogle back on a night like this, and I don't think he missed a beat.
No, he did not, and like I said, he was just released yesterday, so his first contact was actually yesterday, and I'm sure he didn't do a whole heck lot of that during practice. And, you know, Coach Hamilton told me before the game, talking, and that he was going to play Braden tonight. He just didn't know how many minutes, just going to see how the flow of the game went. And you know, Braden played sparingly, but he definitely made a difference when he was out there.
Absolutely contributed 10 points for them, did some nice things with the basketball. He is quite an athlete. But on West Holmes' side, players did some good things. West Holmes had the opportunity to get the ball inside. When they did that, they were able to score.
They did, and I'll tell you what, and what really surprised me tonight is the two post players, Manny Camacho and Keston McKinney, sort of fed off of each other a little bit. They, you know, got each other the ball, and Keston McKinney, I think he was, when he gets that ball into the paint, I mean, he's strong. He's 6'2", 6'3", and he can finish. And going to be a decent player if he just keeps that ball in his hand.
Absolutely. He did a good job tonight. And for that effort tonight, we're going to name Keston McKinney our Thread and Ink Player of the Game. Keston will get a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Embroidery and Apparel in Holmesville. But for West Holmes, they're going to get the loss 71-32 here tonight. We want to remind you to join in tomorrow night, as we'll be right back here as the West Holmes girls are in action against New Philadelphia. That'll be here from the Dungeon tomorrow night. Friday night, the boys will be back in action at Ashland. We'll have that game for you on the YouTube channel there as well. So one more time here from West Holmes. Lexington gets the victory 71-32. We want to give a special thanks to the team to my right. That is Natalie Holbrook and Abrielle Jones over there. And to my left, my good friend Don Hall on duty here tonight. Always good to work with you, Don.
Absolutely, Troy.
And back at the station tonight, of course, doing a great job back there, Blazed and Mullins, as always. So we're going to, that'll do it here from the dungeon again tonight. Again, Lexington gets the victory by a score 71-32. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.